You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank. And we have to start with the Lions snapping that three-game losing streak as they squeaked past Philadelphia 24-23, but they sure didn't make it easy on anyone, did they?
They did not, and of course, Darius Slay, hats off, forces a fumble, gets an interception in about a minute and a half there, something like that. Lions fans, enjoy it while you can. It's a big win. I don't know how many more the Lions have this year.
Let's head over to college results because, my goodness, Michigan records 78-0. You know, and it's interesting. You got to think. 20 years ago, Loy Carr criticized teams for that very thing. And here was his quote. It's embarrassing and it makes me mad that any coach thinks he has to do that to another team. New era?
No, because Harbaugh put in the backups in the second half. I mean, the starters left the first half, and they passed the ball three times in the entire second half. Any high school team will pass more than that, even in that situation. They took the foot off the gas. Rutgers is that bad.
Now, it seems probably the only ones in Ann Arbor not thrilled with Michigan's win might be the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse that seemed to have come up with a pretty cool promotion.
Pretty cool idea. The idea is if they win big, they will pay you that percentage off your bill. They did not anticipate 78-0. As the 78% off your bill, they found the fine print in the offer. They scaled it back to 50%, and now they're getting crap for that on ESPN. Marketing 101, don't turn a positive marketing thing into a negative. Well, you just got how many millions of dollars of negative publicity from ESPN? Pay out the 78%. If you're going to eat the horse, eat the tail, be a hero. Change the plan for next week.
There you go. I think they're booked up for 5 days, so I don't think the chance of going to get 50% lobster or steak is available to
anyone
else.
It has worked out very well. Don't forget, also, alcohol is not on the list.
There you go.
So they'll make their money.
Now let's go over to Michigan State, where fans had exactly zero reasons to cheer on Saturday in that loss to Brigham Young, third straight. What's going on with the Spartans?
Look, we knew going into the season they had lost a lot of guys from last year's team to the NFL, to graduation, etc. New guys at a lot of key positions. I did not think it was going to be 2-3 bad, but I did think it was going to be obviously a restructuring, and that's what's happening right now. Don't count them out yet. It's going to be a so-so year. They're going to be a much better next year, and when they play Michigan at East Lansing, trust me when I tell you, circle that game.
Okay.
For all the cliches about throw the records out, Michigan State, for years when they were the underdogs, not the last 8 years, they beat Michigan 1 out of 3 games, always, always, always as the underdog. Usually Michigan's ranked, usually Michigan State was not ranked, and it didn't matter. They have ruined countless Michigan seasons.
I heard BYU saying after there wasn't a single Spartan play they didn't know that they didn't see coming. What does that tell you about the Spartan play calling?
It tells you that Dave Warner, the offensive coordinator in his fourth year, who's not known to be that innovative to begin with, better go back to the drawing board, because when the college kids are seeing all the plays coming beforehand, that's not Tyler's fault. Tyler Connor, the quarterback.
Who got pulled.
Who got pulled for Damian Terry, mm-hmm. who didn't do much better, frankly.
Got picked off right away.
Got picked off, yeah. Interception. You're putting the guy in a rotten position, and your O-line's not that good to begin with. That is a coaching issue.
We do have to give some love to Western Michigan, to Wayne State, to Central Michigan. All those fans have plenty to smile about.
Among those three teams, you've got, let's see, 15-3. Hats off to all three of those teams, of course. They're all headed for great seasons. Perhaps the most fun. I always enjoy talking about Cooper Rush.
Love that name.
Of Central Michigan, the quarterback. That's a marketing play right there. Another great game out of him, of course. But Western Michigan's Corey Davis, his one-handed catch in the end zone, is right now the top play on ESPN. Western Michigan's never had the top play, so hats off to them.
Finally, Brad Ausmus lives to fight another day for the Tigers.
I don't get it.
You've not been a fan. I know that.
I mean, likable guy, smart
guy.
Ivy League grad, all this good stuff. But they were the third highest payroll in major leagues. They were grossly underperforming this year. In the season, as well as in games. So many leads they had, they blew. Now, how much of that can you put on the manager when the pitchers pitch and the hitters hit or don't hit, etc.? So, if you like what you got this year, you got more coming.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator, John Eubank. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.